With your hands lifted, it's a revival Sunday. Our assignment today is to receive fresh fire to stir us up in our prayer life, in our word life, that God will revive the stones again. With your hands lifted, you want to pray and ask the Holy Spirit for a fresh visitation today. Visit me with fresh fire. Fresh fire. Lift your voice and begin to talk to Jesus.
Visit me with fresh fire.
Lift your hands. Visit me with fresh fire.
Lift your hands.
Lift your hands.
We praise thy holy name. We praise thy holy name.
Lift your hands.
We praise thy holy name.
I heard the Lord.
We praise.
Come on now.
Thy holy name.
Lift your hands.
We praise thy holy name. We praise thy holy.
Lift your hands.
We praise thy holy name.
Say, Lord, I need you today.
We praise thy holy name. We praise thy holy. We praise thy holy name.
Lift your hands above your head.
We praise thy holy. We praise thy holy name.
Lift your hands now.
We praise, thy holy.
Shatta para bahayas.
We praise thy holy name.
Say, Father, visit me in your glory today.
Visit me in your glory today.
In this revival service.
In this revival service.
Visit me in your power today.
Visit me in your power today.
Grant me access to deep revelation of your word. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my heart, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your hands unto Jesus. Such an honor. A great blessing for us to gather in God's service for this revival Sunday.
Yes, Lord.
I believe that before we walk out of this house, God will send somebody a great miracle today. Amen. Before you take your seat, we honor leadership from First Study to the resident pastor and his assistant. And to all the leaders of this great church, clap your hands. Let's honor everyone. Amen. Apostle Sammy, Apostle Steve, Prophet Danny, everyone here, God richly bless you. Because of time, we want to go to the book of Genesis. Certainly, we know the author of the book of Genesis is Moses, the first lawgiver, the leader of Israel. During the Exodus and the wilderness wandering. While Moses was a shepherd boy with Jethro, please be upstanding, his father-in-law. Philosophically, Genesis centers all divine revelation and scriptural truth. Theological matrix, we know Genesis to be the seedbed of the entire Bible. That is the foundation on which all divine revelation rests and it is built. Every great doctrine of scripture finds its root in Genesis, number one, in germ, in type, and simple revelation. And in Genesis 22, reading from the verse number 1 till the verse number 12, a very popular, famous scripture that we all are acclimatized and accustomed. And I would like us to read in concert. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with us, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, and that's a little bass and volume, my father, he said, here am I, my son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. They came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, watch this, a ram caught in a thicket by his own. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. I would like to exegete from the verse number 5 and number 6. And I would like us to read together. Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with us, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. I would like you to look at somebody this morning on a revival Sunday and prophesy to him that God is showing you off. I'm telling you, by virtue of this service, every utterance is part of your miracle. Your amen is part of your breakthrough today. Look at somebody and say, I know it has been exhausting, but God is showing you off. I want you to go to three persons and prophesy and tell him or her, I'm still carrying the promise. Come on now, let's have church here. Let's have church. Let's have church. Come on, tell three people, I'm still carrying the promise. I'm still carrying the promise. I'm still carrying the promise. Father, speak to us on this Revival Fire Sunday and bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated in God's presence with all protocol observed. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, there is a book by name, A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. Philosophically, Charles Dickens was an English writer and a social critic. This book, A Tale of Two Cities, was a historical novel published in 1859, set in London and Paris before, during the French Revolution. And intelligently, Charles Dickens drums home a deep philosophical thought where he says it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. So, child of God, philosophically, what Charles Dickens was trying to do was using a gadget within language and prose and poems and poetic verses, paradoxes. Can Pastor Mark come take your seat, please? But as they take your seat, don't distract me. A seemingly absurd or contradictory statement or preposition which, when investigated, may prove to be well-founded and true. So, ladies and gentlemen, what Dickens was trying to do, and what Dickens was saying, was poetically, but in reality, is that life must be lived in the existential understanding of the manifestation of paradoxes as eugenics. Look at somebody and say, sometimes serving God will bring contradictions. So what he was trying to get us to understand is that, number one, pay attention, that life is not the worst of times, and then the best of times. It's Revival Sunday. But every now and then, what Dickens was putting forth for the church to understand is the reality that all of us have to spend seasons of our lives living with unresolved polarities and differences. The sense of living as believers with contradictions. The life, the Christian walk of faith, sometimes is the best and the worst at the same time. The life that is lived in authentic faith is lived with some seasons of glaring contradiction. It can be the best of times and the worst of times at the same time. Best of times you got a job, worst of times you can't pay your bills. Best of times you have a house, worst of times it looks like a nightmare to sleep in your own home. Best of times you've got a refined gentleman. Worst of times, he dies before he even approaches you. Best of times, you are so beautiful, well-mannered, and nurtured. But worst of times, you are still single. So philosophically, what Charles Dickens was encouraging the church with is that you can live the Christian walk of faith with the best of times and the worst of times at the same time. And I would like you to look at somebody and tell him it's been a struggle. Yeah, that's what happens in this very familiar story. That in Genesis chapter 2, God commands Abraham to sacrifice his son. And I want you to pay attention. God commands Abraham to sacrifice his son, yet promises that the covenant would continue through the same son. It's a test of Abraham's faith. Bring the treble down, increase the bass. The ability to live with the paradox given by God. And God seemingly to go back on the promise while trusting that God hasn't gone back on the promise. I came today as the senior pastor of this church to encourage somebody that looking at what Abraham is going through here in this story, this is a story of faith that has to affirm the promise of God while managing a problem that seems to wipe out the promise without believing that the promise God gave, God wiped out. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, we see God promised Abraham that he would multiply his descendants as the stars in the sky. And I say, he said he will bless Abraham and his descendant so that all the families of the earth will be blessed. Then in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 to 6, stand up and fix this thing, please. I want to preach here. The Lord reassured Abraham that he will have a heir that will come from his own body. And the Bible declares, and Abraham believed it. Watch this. And it was credited to him as righteousness. The confusing aspect is in Genesis 21 verse 12. The Lord now deepens the covenant. He deepens the covenant to Abraham by saying, for in Isaac your seed shall be called. Not Ishmael, your bond woman's son, but in Isaac. When you examine what God tells Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, in Genesis 15, and in Genesis 21, you will observe here that this is a total contradiction. Because now God comes to Abraham in Genesis 22 and asks him to kill the same son he promised the covenant of human race will be propagated from. Just one chapter earlier, God reassured Abraham that it will be through Isaac that the offsprings will come to make the promise of chapter 12 come through. And then one chapter later, after God reaffirming the covenant, God orders Abraham to sacrifice that same son. Threatening the very promise that God just reaffirmed. And he says to Abraham in Genesis 22, verse 2. Pay attention, this is the substratum of my message here today. He said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you. I want you to get the picture this morning that God promises Abraham a son. Gives Abraham a son. And now God asks for the same son. Here is my question today. How do you deal with God's promises when God seems to force you into a reality that seems to be canceling the very promise God made to you? That's a lesson every child of God in our walk of faith, we must learn, because like Abraham, we all get tested with paradoxes. where the promise that God makes doesn't match the world that we see. This is a test of being faithful to God when God seems to be going against himself. My question today to every child of God in this house is, can you be faithful to God when God seems not to be faithful to you? Can you be faithful to God when God seems to be unfaithful to the word he spoke over your life? He spoke that you will be prosperous, yet you are still struggling. God spoke that you will be healthy, yet you are still sick. God spoke that you will be promoted, yet you are still at the base and the bottom in life. How do I praise God? How do I remain faithful to God when God seems to be going against the very promise that God made to me? How do I hold on to my faith when God seems not to be holding on to his word? I came to tell somebody here that it takes faith and patience to inherit what God has promised unto us. Look at somebody and tell him, it takes faith and patience. Open the monitor at the back. Tell your neighbor that it takes faith and patience to be able to walk into the promise of God, the manifestation of the prophetic word that God has given into your life. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I came to share with you this morning, that this is the reason why, as every child of God, you have to establish your faith in the promise of God. Look at your neighbor and say, establish your faith in the promise of God, so that you will be able to handle the challenges that will come in the process. Because, child of God, please understand that it is in the process that the enemy shows up. Look at somebody and let's have church here this morning. Say, it is in the process. Come on now, let's have some fire here. Look at someone and say, it is in the process that the enemy shows up. Because the enemy knows that he cannot do anything about the promise that God has made. The devil understands that whatever is in God's hands can never be aborted and terminated. But he understands that the walking of the process is in your hands. So the devil shows up in the process to try to mess up with your faith, to make you forfeit and forfeit and forfeit and forsake the promises of God. Because the devil knows that the promise of God is almost at hand. Look at someone and say, you are so close and you don't even know it. Tap your neighbor and say, you are close to a major breakthrough. That is why your setback is so crazy like that. But if he can shake you in the process, you will walk away and miss what God has for your life. Here is what the enemy understands about we, the church, is that we hate process. Tap in the bench and say, we hate process. Come on, let's have church. Shake your neighbor and tell him we hate process. We don't like process. Yet, child of God, I came to tell you as the father of the house that it is in the process where you are matured. It is in the process where God grooms your faith. It is in the process where your character is formed. It is in the process where God develops us to have the shoulders in order to carry the weight of our assignment. I came to tell somebody that because the giftings of God in us, the giftings of God in our lives, sometimes your gift for the assignment is bigger than the shoulders of your maturity. So God will put you through a process to work on your shoulders so that you can carry the weight of the assignment. I want you to look at somebody today and tell the person, I'm in my process. Oh my goodness, can we have church here? Shake your neighbor and say, I'm in my process. And if I remain faithful, God will make the promise come to pass. Look at your neighbor and say, the process is necessary. Because we haven't figured out that God will never promote you until you pass the test of the process. Can I preach to somebody here today? I want you to hear this philosophically. To walk and to work the process, you need what I call, number one, strong faith. Look at someone and say, you need strong faith. And number two, you need what I call long faith. Oh, Destiny Empowerment Chapel, are you in the building today? Shake your neighbor and tell him you need strong faith. And shake someone else and tell him you need long faith. Strong faith is when you declare, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That is strong faith. Strong faith is when you declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Can I talk to somebody here today? But long faith is when the weapon shows up and you hold on to God. Long faith is when the weeping comes, but you still get your joy in the Lord. I'm talking to somebody who understands what it means to be in worship and still you are struggling. Every now and then we come to church with a lot of burdens. I came to encourage a believer who knows what it means to be discouraged but still serving God. Oh, am I talking to a real believer here? Long faith is when the money is not there, but you believe God will pay for all your bills. Long faith says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall walk and not faint. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody who is going through something for a long time. Not just a momentary, but something you have been dealing with for a long time. I came to encourage you today that soon and very soon, God will turn the situation around. The one with the loudest amen is the one to take the blessing today. Oh, long faith says, no matter how long it takes, I will stay right here in the presence of God until my manifestation comes. Shake your neighbor and say, tomorrow by this time, God will turn your life around. Can I talk to some real people? The other day, Uncle Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change comes. Tap your neighbor and say, the change will come. Shake your neighbor and say, you are next in line for a major miracle. Tap your neighbor and say, that miracle will come to you. The other day, David said, I waited patiently before the Lord and he inclined unto me. He heard me out of the horrible pit, out of the merry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and he established my goings. The other day, Job said, though he slayeth me, yet will I still trust in God. I came to tell somebody who understands what it means to struggle. You are struggling, but still you are surviving. Am I talking to a real believer here? You have nothing, but God sent me to tell you that tomorrow by this time, if you will keep praying and keep praising and keep worshiping and keep serving, he will turn your life around. Lift your hands and shout a big amen like a thunder. Oh, God walks on your long faith. He works on our long faith in the process of time. In philosophical theology, Rabbi Mordecai Kaplan, said that in Judaic understanding of the word thirst, watch this, is the word banner. And he said, we over the years have Americanized the Judaic concept of the word test. And we think of a test as a pass or a fail. But in Judaic understanding of the word test, that Yahweh was testing us, the word test was the word banner. Look at someone said the word banner. That the word test was as if God was holding a banner over your head. Oh, can I talk to somebody? Describing how well and how much confidence he has in you. Can I talk to somebody? That they understood that when God was testing a believer, that it was God putting a banner over your head to announce and to characterize to everybody that this is my child, and I know that they are going to pass the test. Like Job said, take away everything, I will still stand strong, because God has confidence in my enduring faith. Can I preach to somebody here? I came to tell somebody who has been waiting on God for a long time. And sometimes you have the tendency and the proclivity to weary in your faith. When will I also marry? When will I also have my child? When will I also drive a beautiful car? When will I also get a great job? Well, I have good news to you, that in the next 24 hours, I see a major miracle about to hit your life. Slap your neighbor and say, you will come out of this. It doesn't matter what you have been through. One thing I know is greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And now, so now every facet of my battles, in every dimension of my struggle, God is not punishing me. I wish I can get a real witness who understand what I'm trying to say. Look at somebody, say, my struggle is not a punishment, but my struggle is God showing me off. Tap your neighbor and say, God is not punishing you. Anytime I go through battle, God is not whipping me, but God is showing me off. There is a banner over my head that says endure it, that says be patient, that says keep pushing. There is a banner over my head that says soon and very soon all my struggles will be over. Can I preach to somebody here this morning that you are not stuck up, but God is showing you off? You are not unemployed, but God is showing you off. I came to tell somebody, tap your neighbor's neighbor, you are not broke, but God is showing you off. God wants the world to know who will say, though he slayed me, yet will I still trust in God. Shake your name and say, you will come out of this. God wants you to say that, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Can I talk to somebody? Slap your neighbor's neighbor. I know it's been hard. I know you've been struggling. I know you have been battling. Tap your neighbor and say, I know you have questions for God. But tomorrow by this time, God will turn your life around. Lift your hands and shout, yeah. Oh, I'm almost there. So now don't reject the process. Stop complaining and murmuring during the process. But rather you must learn how to praise your way through the process. You have to smile your way through the process, because God is just showing you off. The question now, as I begin to zero into my conclusion, is how do I manage myself through the contradictory process so that I don't mess up what God is trying to show off? What is my part in the process so that I don't mess where God is trying to show off? Can I talk to somebody? The Lord said to Abraham in the region of Moriah, offer there your son unto me. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but sometimes the new place of opportunity starts with the journey into obscurity. Look at someone, say, sometimes your opportunity comes with obscurity. Go to Moriah, to a mountain I will show you. But I'm not going to show you till you go. Because God always gives you more as you go than he does when you start. But God sometimes wants to see, can you be faithful to a word when he's not giving you any evidence of where the word is taking you. Can you be faithful to follow directions without any proof of where the prophetic direction is taking you to? Can I talk to somebody? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, in order to move into your manifestation, number one, you got to be resolved in resilience. Look at your neighbor and say, you have to be resilient. Oh, you are not in church. Shake your neighbor and say, you have to be resilient. Abraham's greatest test, Abraham's greatest gift was his resilience. It was a made-up mind. Abraham was a man of great strength. He was hardcore in faith. He had a fighting spirit. He was tough, dogged, gruff, and he was dogged in the spirit. And I want you to know that Abraham did not ignore the terror of his situation. Abraham did not ignore the pain and the uncertainty of what God ordered him to do. Because your anointing doesn't ignore and dismantle your humanity. But Abraham just refused to surrender to fear. He refused to be reduced. He refused to allow the situation to undermine his faith in God. He refused to allow the devil to dampen his spirit of faith in the promise of God. Can I talk to some real people? He refused to abandon hope in the face of this crazy contradiction. And when you make up your mind, hear me, not to abandon your hope, when all hell is breaking loose in your life, that is the spirit of resilience. Because you know that when you cannot change it, but you refuse to allow the problem to change you. Am I talking to somebody here? I'm almost there and we are out of here. There are two ways of Abraham's resilience. Number one, he was resilient in his worship. Shake your neighbor and say, you got to be resilient in worship. He said, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. Can I preach to somebody here? He said they carried the fire. They carried the wood. They carried the knife. And carrying the fire, Desi. Carrying the wood. And carrying the knife. He said, they go and worship. The fire that burns you. The knife that will cut you. The wood that will lay you down for the altar of sacrifice. And Abraham looks at the young man. And he said, the boy and I that carry the wood, the knife, and the fire, we are going to worship. Can I preach to somebody here today? The wood that will be used to sacrifice the boy, the knife that will be used to cut him and to kill him, the knife that will be used fire. Yet Abraham said, we are carrying all these and we are going to worship. Oh, I feel God in this church this morning. The Lord sent me to tell somebody here today that sometimes times you have to go to worship carrying stuff that has the potential to kill you. Do I have a real believer in the house? That sometimes you have to worship carrying stuff that has the potential to cut you. Sometimes you have to go to worship carrying stuff that has the potential to destroy you. What happens, ladies and gentlemen, when God makes you to carry a burden that can kill you, but you are still in church praising God? Do I have a witness here? Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, you have no idea what I've been carrying the entire year. Sometimes you have to carry things that has the potential to make you lose your mind. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but I feel God is about to turn someone's life around. That sometimes you have to shout that with everything you are carrying, you still a worshiper. Can I preach to somebody? With everything you have been through, you are still praising your God. Look at your neighbor and say, oh neighbor, you are carrying it well. You are carrying it with joy. I came to tell some people whose amen is louder in this church that I'm tired, but I'm still carrying it. I'm broken, but I'm still carrying it. Sometimes I feel down, but I'm still carrying it. I get broke all the time, but I'm still carrying it. Tell your neighbor, shake his hand, shake him and rock him, and tell him, you have no idea the stuff I've been battling with. Tap your name and say, neighbor, you have no idea the knife that is trying to cut my back, the fire that is on my body. Shake your name and say, you have no idea the hell I've been through. You have no idea the struggle I have had the entire year. But I thank God for my life, that with everything I've been carrying, I'm still a worshiper. With everything I've gone through, I'm still giving God the glory. I want all carriers in this church, tell somebody, I've been through hell, but I'm still carrying the promise. I've been through pain, but I'm still carrying the prophecy. And no weapon formed against me shall. Can I preach to somebody? Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, look at me, praise God. I want all carriers to say, Lord, I thank you for the grace to carry it. Lord, I thank you for the anointing to carry it. Tell your neighbor, keep on carrying. You are almost there. Keep on carrying it. You are almost on the mountain. You don't have to carry it any longer. You are almost at the place of your manifestation. I don't know if I can get somebody whose faith is alive, whose hope is in God, that in his own time, he makes all things beautiful. Lift your leg and shout, yeah. Oh my goodness, I'm almost there. Abraham was not just resilient in his worship, but he was also resilient in his weakness. Can I talk to some real people? He was resilient in his worship. And number two, he was resilient in his worship. He said, you all stay here. The boy and I are going to worship. And we will be back. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but the one with the highest holler is the one to take the miracle. Slap your neighbor and say, I'm back with more glory. Oh, that was a wrong neighbor. Shake your neighbor and say, you shall be back again. I came to prophesy to 21 of you whose amen is louder like the stadium, that your glory shall return again. Your anointing shall return again. Your beauty shall return again. Your power shall return again. Your grace shall return again. Your gifting shall return again. For God shall restore unto you the days that the palmer worm, the locust and the caterpillar have stolen from you. I see somebody, the God of restoration is about to restore your destiny. Whatsoever the devil took from you, as you shout amen, I see the power of God is returning in your life. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are back. Tell the devil, I will be back. I will marry again. I will be back. I will travel again. I will be back. I will become better again. I will be back. This church will explode again. Lift your neighbor and say, neighbor, you will be restored. God will elevate you. God will prosper you. God will lift you up. Lift your hands and shout yes. Oh my goodness. I came to tell somebody that sometimes you have to declare some stuff that doesn't make sense. How are you going to be back when God just told you to kill your son? So Abraham was not pathetic, but Abraham was prophetic. So Abraham prophetically was saying that God is not a man to lie, neither a son of man to repent. Has he not said it? Will he not do it? That the word of God will not return unto him void until it accomplish its purpose. Forever, O God, thy word is settled on earth. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but I came to tell somebody. Sometimes God will give you a word, but everything around you will be opposite to what God told you. But I prophesy to you, if your faith kicks in, the power of God will make it work. Tap your neighbor and say, Lord, do it again. So Abraham was confident in God's promise, that the covenant, says the Lord, my covenant would I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth. I want you to look at your neighbor with the loudest of your scream and say, I will be back. Oh yeah. Isaac said, I see the fire, I see the wood, but where is the lamb? And Abraham said, the Lord will provide. Can I preach to somebody? Mordecai Kaplan, sir, that the true meaning of the Lord will provide is the Lord will see to it. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know how rough your year has been, but God will turn it around. If you shout it, God will do it. It's all gonna come back together. Tap your neighbor and say, that business, the Lord will see to it. Your financial problem, the Lord will see to it. That battle you have gone through, the Lord will see to it. Anybody who believes in the grace of God on my life, I see a 24-hour miracle about to hit you. Can I preach to somebody? And it got to the place, Abraham binds Isaac up, prepares him on the altar, he's getting ready to kill him. And this ethereal emissary from eternity, called an angel, says to Abraham, hold on your hand, do not lay your hands on the lad. Can I preach to somebody? And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. I feel grace here today. I feel an anointing coming upon you. I feel the power of God about to change somebody's life. Korebe Shadow Sabai. Can I close today? Tickets are certain. Kinds of bush that do not grow on tops of mountains. Ticket grows at the bottom of the mountain. Now, ladies and gentlemen, rams don't run at the top of the mountain. Rams, by virtue of their anatomy and topography, their design, they can't handle heights and latitude. Can I preach to somebody? So rams run at the bottom of the side, but not at the mountain. I came to tell 21 of you that the stuff that Abraham saw at the top of the mountain was things that are supposed to be at the bottom of the mountain. But because he was faithful to God, can I preach to somebody? Because he was resilient in faith, can I preach to somebody? Because he was committed to God's word, God flipped the script and reversed the word. I came to tell somebody that the stuff that should have been at the bottom, God started lifting it at the top. I came to prophesy that tomorrow by this time, your bottom days are over. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, your struggle is over. Your pain is over. I don't know whom God sent me to, but I see God about to turn the tables around. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, in the next 24 hours, what they said is impossible, God will make it possible. What they said, it can never happen in your life, God will make it happen in your life. What they said, you can never achieve. I declare over your destiny. In the next 24 hours, I see the hand of God is coming upon you. I see the power of God is about to locate you. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, you will live to see the manifestation of the power of God. I used to think I was Abraham. I used to think I was Isaac. But now God said, you are the ram. I came to declare, get ready to be a high flyer. God is reversing the order. God is flipping the script. He's about to bring you up. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, you've been through hell, but you are still a carrier of the promise of God. They said you will die before your time, but you are a survivor on the mountain. Abraham said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his wings. Under his feathers you shall trust. For his truth shall be your shield and your buckler. And you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flew by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted in noonday. For 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 they shall not come near you, but only with your eyes you shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God neither faint nor is weary, for there is no searching of his understanding. For yes, he giveth power to them that has lost mind. He increased the strength of them that has lost capacity. For yeah, the youth will utterly fall, and the young man shall faint and be weary. But they wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. I prophesy, tomorrow by this time, somebody here who is going through hell, but you are still a carrier of the promise of God. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are still anointed. You are still elevated. Do you know why? Because we don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same tomorrow. If God be for you, who can be against you? When God says yes, no man can say no. When God says no,
no man can say yes. When God opens a door, no man can shut. When God shut a door, no man can open. If he did it yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same tomorrow, he's the same forever. I prophesy, tomorrow by this time, you will tell the devil, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we shall trust in the name of the Lord. For the name of God is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. As you shout today, I see God providing for you. I see God making a way for you. I prophesy it will turn around. I declare it will turn around. I declare it will be all right. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm still carried. You see, the one who has faith with the loudest hallelujah today. The one with the highest praise. Oh, I feel something is coming to you. I see somebody. Your doors are opening. I see somebody. Your miracle is about to hit you. I see somebody. Things are about to turn around. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Look at your neighbor and say, it will turn around. Slap your neighbor and say, it will turn around. Move from your seat. Go to three people and say, it will turn around. The marriage will turn around. The business will turn around. The family will turn around. The finance will turn around. It will turn around. As you shout amen, God, 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 yeah. Bible says that the ram was caught by its horns in the thicket. Caught by its horns. Which means God took the fight out of the battle. If your amen is louder today, anything that defeated you, you are about to defeat it. For weeping may just endure for a night, but I see joy is coming to you. No weapon formed against you, it's broken. Your neighbor say, it's broken. I came to declare unto Desi on this revival Sunday that anything held you bound is about to be loose. Anything that brought you down is about to be loose. If you shout amen, I see God. I see God. I see God. It's broken. Your captivity is over. Your shame is over. Your pain is over. Your struggle is over. The curse is broken. Lift your leg and shout, yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah.
Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. God said, kill Isaac, your only son. Yet, it was the same promise for generational blessing. Can you stand to be blessed? Can you be faithful to a small place when there is bigger in proximity and accessibility? Can you be faithful to a word when that word doesn't have any tangibility? God said, I need Isaac. It's a test of faith. In theology, they call it the ultimate test of Abraham. But God is not punishing us. He has a banner over our head that says, I'm confident in your survival. Whatever God permitted it is because he knows you can take it. And if he can take it, then he can make you. So be encouraged. Because Paul said, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Stand to your feet, everyone. Look at someone and say, be firm in your conviction. Be strong in your faith. And believe God. Even when it is uncertain that tomorrow will become better. Stand to your feet, everyone. Stand to your feet. I see angels in this place. Exodus 23, verse 20. I see angels in this place. Lift your hands. An angel of the Lord spoke from heaven. Exodus 23, verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee to the place which I have prepared. Psalm 78, verse 24. I see angels everywhere. Psalm 78, verse 24. And God rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Look at the verse 25. Angels' food is coming. Amen. And he said, verse 25, please. And man did eat angels' food, and he sent them meat. Supernatural supply, Jehovah will provide it. Man did eat angels' food. Stretch your hands. Send your angel into my life, Jesus. This apostolic prophetic convocation week. To bring supernatural supplies. Yes, Lord. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
Say, Lord,
provide for me.
Lord, provide for me.
Jehovah Jireh. Send me supernatural provision. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Say, my Father.
My Father.
As I clap my hands and pray.
Every emptiness.
Every dryness.
In my life.
As I pray.
Let the emptiness be broken.
Let the dryness be taken away.
Every scarcity.
Every struggle.
Every poverty.
In my life.
In the name of Jesus.
As I clap my hands.
Let every dryness.
Every struggle.
Every struggle.
Every poverty. Be taken away. Clap your hands and pray the Holy Ghost. Clap your hands and pray. Take away dryness. And say, my father,
send me your angel
of supernatural supply. Acts chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. Say, Lord.
You see, the way you are praying is the way your life will become. If you pray so hard and firmly, God will change your destiny.
Jesus.
Revival is ushered in by prayer.
My God.
There is no revival without men and women praying.
Jesus.
When man prays, God changes the story.
My God.
Acts chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. The angel of the Lord was as a result of the believer's prayers.
Jesus.
In verse 1, Herod took James and took Peter. Verse 2 and 3, the church went to prayer. The angel came. And verse 6 and 7, Acts chapter 12, verse 6 and 7, can you give me? The night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep, fasting with two chains between two soldiers.
Others stood guard. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains. Between two soldiers and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Look at verse 7. Now, behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Somebody is about to be loose today. If you shout amen, you are the one I'm talking to. I prophesy over your destiny. Every chains on your life, chains on your marriage, chains on your destiny, chains on your finances, by the angel of the Lord, you are released today. You are released today. You are released today. Any chains that is fighting your destiny, any chains fighting your next level, I declare, let that chains fall off. Let that chains be broken. Let that chains be destroyed. Let that chains cut off. Say, my Father, my Father, today, as I clap my hands, every chain on my destiny, let the fire of God destroy it. Say, Lord, every chain on my next level, be broken now. Be broken now. Be broken now. Clap your hands and pray. Chains, be broken. Clap your hands and pray. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord.
Hunger,
stretch your hands. I see help about to locate you. You see, revival needs radical faith. I said, I see help is coming to you. Doors are opening for you. I declare healing over your body. Deliverance over you. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Every assignment of the devil, I destroy it. I release your next level. New levels. New chapters. New doors. Lift your hands and declare, yes. Your last prayer.
My God.
I hear the Lord say, help is coming. If your amen is louder, you are the one I'm talking to.
Amen.
I hear the Lord say,
yes,
supernatural help is coming.
Amen.
The one with the loudest amen is the one to take it.
Amen.
I hear the Lord say,
Jesus,
help is coming.
Amen.
I hear the Lord say,
yes, Lord,
help is coming.
Amen.
I declare help on you.
Amen.
The same anointing that worked miracles in America, I release it upon you. Financial help, business help, economic help, marital help, career help, receive help. Psalm 20 verse 1 and 2.
My God.
Psalm 20 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 20, verse 1 and 2. On the left, sir. On the left. Under the chair. Man kodos. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
My God.
Destiny Empowerment Chapel.
Jesus.
You can't go anywhere with this kind of amen.
My God.
Amen.
May the Lord answer you.
Amen.
In the day of trouble.
Amen.
May the name of the God of Jacob,
Jesus,
defend you this week.
Amen.
I prophesy,
yes,
God will answer you this
Amen.
Week. I declare over your life,
yes, Lord,
from the depth of my heart,
Jesus,
whatever is your need,
Jesus,
God will answer you.
Amen.
This week,
Jesus,
great things will happen.
Amen.
This week,
yes,
mighty things will happen.
Amen.
This week,
yes,
miracles will come to you.
Amen.
Under the same anointing,
yes,
upon my life,
Jesus,
I prophesy.
Yes,
receive the help of God.
Jesus.
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 Shout help!
Yes.
Look at verse 2.
My God, the Lord.
May he send you help.
Amen.
From the sanctuary.
Amen.
I prophesy. If you are in church today, God will give you help.
Amen.
If you are in his house today, God will give you help.
Amen.
Shout help.
Yes.
My goodness. My goodness.
Amen.
Anything that locked you down,
Jesus,
I declare you are free.
Amen.
Anything that tied you down,
Jesus,
I declare you are free.
Amen.
Before the end of September,
yes,
God will make you smile. 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 Shout fire! Open your hands. By the anointing of God,
yes, Lord,
over my life,
yes, Lord,
I declare,
yes, Lord,
you will not struggle again.
Amen.
By the anointing of God,
yes,
over my life,
yes,
I declare,
Jesus,
your finances are open.
Amen.
Your destiny is open.
Amen.
Your next level is here.
Amen.
Shout yes.
Yes.
Take your seat. Take your seat. Revival.
My God.
Is provoked by prayer.
Jesus.
Prayer is what unleashes revival.
Mm.
There is no revival without prayer.
Mm.
Open your hands. If I be a true prophet,
my God,
you will count your blessings and name them one by one.
Amen.
You see, I have realized, Mr. 32, everything works with honor. You saw the response of the white people?
Mm.
It was crazy. It's honor. I release over you,
my God,
from now till Wednesday,
Jesus,
you will come here with a major testimony.
Amen.
I said you will come here,
yes, Lord,
with a major testimony.
Amen.
Any Lord door open.
My God.
Take your seat. Raise a quality altar sacrifice. Don't worry about the time. It's a revival Sunday.
Jesus.
Raise a quality altar sacrifice. Take 500, take 200, take 100, take 50, and lift it up.
My God.
Now, your prayer today is, Lord, say, Lord,
Lord,
change my finance.
Change my finance.
By this sacrifice.
By this sacrifice.
I want you to raise an altar sacrifice.
My God.
You have not raised in a long time.
Jesus.
Raise an altar sacrifice. Mm. Everybody, if you want to sow by your momo, the number is 0246805026. And lift it up. And lift it up. Something is about to shift in your life.
My God.
Lift it up.
Mm.
And prophesy.
My God.
Angels gave the Israelites food.
Mm.
Angels. Angels gave the Israelites food. Food. Stretch your hands.
My
Deuteronomy
God.
Chapter 34, verse 8. Stretch your hands. Supplies. God will send angels to bring you money whilst you are asleep.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
My God.
Every good follower is a carrier of the grace.
Amen.
Every true son and daughter of this house, you must duplicate the grace on your father.
My God.
I declare over your life,
Jesus,
where there are crossroads and roadblocks,
God will make a way for you.
Amen.
I said God will make a way for you.
Amen.
I prophesy.
Prophesy.
Your finances are changed.
Amen. My God.
Deuteronomy 34 verse 8. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands and pray. Send me miracle money this week.
Mm.
And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning was ended. Go ahead. I need to show you on how they went on the angelic meal. They went on angelic meal. Pray on the sea. Pray on the sea. Pray on the sea. Pray on the sea. Pray
on the sea.
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 and 4. I swap the scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 and 4. I swap the scripture. Stretch your hands. So he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by many lives by everywhere that proceed from the mouth of the Lord. Look at verse 4. Your garment did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. 40 years. Their garment, they wore one garment and it was the same for 40 years.
Mm.
Stretch your hands.
My God.
They walked on foot for 40 years. Jesus. Neither, God said, their foot never swelled up.
My God.
I place a fresh covering over you.
Amen.
By this sacrifice,
my God,
nobody in your house will become sick.
Amen.
I release the strength of God over you.
Amen.
The covering cloud of God over you.
Amen.
You will live and not die.
Amen. I saw an angel of God. That angel stood by him. And the angel poured fresh oil upon you. And the angel of the Lord said, I am about to shift you to another dimension of ministry. You follow my ministry? For how long now? For 5 to 6 years. And you have never met me before.
You once.
Where?
Here.
You came here?
You prayed for me.
And I've prayed for you before. And you went to Nigeria. Stayed about 6 months. And you followed me throughout my travels. Awesome. Stretch your hands towards me. Stretch your hands. I saw a fresh anointing. Are you pastoring?
Where? Trinity Unlimited. Where is that place? You on the sprinters here? Amazing God. Stretch your hands towards him. Stretch your hands towards him. Higher dimension. Stretch your hands and pray for him. Stretch your hands and pray for him. Stretch your hands. And pray. Just 10 minutes. Just play it well. Don't.
Bene. Wusipi wusito. Yeah. Bayankana kukudufu nyame wapema. Wapema. Wusumbu wenyadu. Dana wusumbu pa. Bema wadifu wabembo. Wabembo. Wusumbu wenyadu. Dana wusumbu pa.
I told him that God is connecting him to someone in the U.S. and God is going to use that person to change the entire trajectory of his life. And he said the car he's using, someone bought it from the U.S. for him. Let me tell you something. One of my personal value system is honor for fathers. And that's paved many ways for me. I am attracted to men of humility. I saw an eagle fly. And the Lord said it was you. Stretch your hands towards him. I give you 70 days. You will come with a higher anointing. Higher anointing. Lift your hands. Come, let me pray for you. There is a shrine in Volta region. There is a shrine. Don't kneel. Stretch your hand. There is a shrine in Volta region. Don't kneel, please. Stand. Who did you come with? It's your spiritual father. There is a shrine in Volta region that destroys men. Stretch your hands towards him. That shrine kills men before their time. So the Lord opened my eyes whilst I was praying for the man of God. I saw somebody who died suddenly. Somebody died suddenly in your family. Somebody died suddenly. The person was not sick. The person died suddenly. It's a shrine from Volta region on Sugakope Road. But the Lord said, pray for this handsome young man because that spirit that kills men is after him. Stretch your hands. That spirit that kills men is after him. Stretch your hands towards him. Pray for him. That spirit that kills men is after him. That spirit that kills man is after him. It's after him. I loose you from that attack. Loose! Release the blood on him. Release the blood on him. Stretch your hands. Let me pray for some few people. Stretch your hands. Cancel. Stand. When did you feel some uneasiness in your two legs? Last week. Stretch your hands towards him. We cancel every assignment of the evil one. Anything paralysis, we cancel it. Stretch your hands. Pray. Anything paralysis. We release grace overhead. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Stretch your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Young man, stand up. Have you heard of Togo before? Who told you of Togo? You know it as a nation. Your father's grandfather lived in Togo. Lift your hand. Have you ever heard that some part of your family some time ago, many years ago, lived in Volta region, but they relocated? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Who told you? Your mother told you about that. Stretch your hands. I saw a man in a coffin. And the Lord said, the man did not complete his destiny. Who brought you here, sir? Okay. The man did not complete his destiny. So they cut him short. And you carry the gene of that man. But you will finish your assignment. I don't like this atmosphere. You have to be hungry for the supernatural. You will finish your assignment. Lift him up. But I release the blood to cancel that attack. Stretch your two hands on him. Have you heard of the name Eric before? Huh? Who is Eric? Where is he? Any form of witchcraft, any spiritual exchange they have done on you. Young woman, come to me. Let me pray for you. Come. Any spiritual exchange they have done on you, I set you free. Stretch your hands. Who did you live in the same room with? Who did you stay in the same room? Before, not your brother. I'm not sure your brother can be harmful with you or harmful to you. Who did you stay in the same room with? Yes. Stretch your hands. Let's deal with any spiritual transaction. I'm just scratching the surface. It's called prophecy on. Stretch your hands. Any evil deposit. Any evil deposit. I sense twins. Twins. Huh?
Oh, you have twins.
You have twins. Beautiful woman, who brought you here? A friend of yours had a dream about me.
You come in for me.
I come in for you.
So we have to search on Facebook for you. And then he just dumped me here and then it was like,
wow. Amazing. As for this church, we have heard a lot of stories. I saw twins. You have twins? Twin girls. Wait, I'm coming. We cancel any spiritual attack. What I'm dealing with has with your menstrual cycle. In the name of Jesus. Lose it. Stretch your hands. Let's pray for the covering of the twins. The cologne you are using, who gave you that cologne? Stretch your hands. Who gave it to you? You bought it yourself? From where? Don't use that cologne again. It has a marine history. Go and smell the cologne. Is what is my area. One day I was in my home and they were cleaning the house. They used something on the floor. When I came, I said, this one is from the mermaid kingdom. Don't use it again. And I mentioned the name to the lady who was using it. She didn't even know. She went and checked the box. It was exactly what I said. Stretch your hands towards her. Who is Karina? Karina is Kakra. And who?
Karen
is pain. We declare any assignment of the evil. Let me tell you, there is no super prophet. Prophecy is step by step. Atmosphere is what stirs up the prophetic grace. Number two, honor. It doesn't matter how anointed the prophet is. If you don't give him the atmosphere, he will not flow. And lastly, the expectation to receive. Stretch your hands. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can take your child. Stretch your hands. Nobody. You will not be bereaved. Who is a Sunday born, please? You are Sunday born. Stretch your hands. Release divine covering. Man of God, please give me some sand. Release divine covering over her and her children. Eresi is who? Eresi is your name. Matilda is who? Matilda Eresi Sam. Stretch your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus, we declare over her, let your hand of preservation come around her. Pray for her. Pray for her. I like the song. Pray for her. To me, many are coming for me. I don't for sure to tell me. What's the meaning of it? Oh,
said, I don't believe anymore. Your preference.
Take your seat. Woman of God, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Do you drive? You drove here? Why are you crying? Stretch your hand. Is it a DVLA car? It's a DVLA car. Don't drive today's week. Next week, son. Okay? Stretch your hands towards her. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hand. Stretch your hands. Follow me with the oil. Stretch your mommy. God said I should tell you he has given you rest. Please help her out. Help her out. I want to pray for you. God said he has given you rest. Your battles are over. Your battles are over. Mami wei nasi efi ensiomu. Mami wei. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Your mouth. Bring her to me. Bring her to me. A part of her family history is Islamic. Come to me. Have you heard that a part of your family history, has anybody told you that a part of your family history, Prophet Ina, God bless you, a part of your family history many years ago, because I see an Islamic presence in your blood. Muslim. Stretch your hand. Have you heard of the name Ahmed before in your lifetime? Huh? Who is Ahmed? Stretch your hands. In the name of Jesus, every sea goddess, every marine and water influence. Anytime you dream, you see that somebody is trying to take your baby from you. Huh? You've had that dream about 3 times. Is that true? Huh?
Yes.
Please, who brought you here? Who? Osofo, is your daughter? Lift your hands. There is a strong water marine demonic presence. It's a female spirit. But that spirit is ignited through an Islamic worship. Stretch your hands. Me preaching and my friend says, no. There's something about this woman. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. The man who gave birth with you, where is he? Who is he? Who is he from? Who is he? Or why? Sorry, me papa. You can interpret it. Who is he? I won't speak Fanti or Chi. So let the resident pastor in. Yeah. What does he do? Who drives? Who is called Kingsford?
Why not
Kingsford? Huh? You. Okay. Every water spirit, let's cut it short. Every water spirit, we curse the influence. Stretch your hands and pray for her. Listen. That water spirit drinks her blood. Drinks her blood. Believe me, I'm a true prophet. I lose you. 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 Come out of her. Thank you for your obedience. A lot of people have encountered me in their dreams. Every day I get messages of encounters people have had in their dreams. Stretch your hands. You have two girls. Stretch your hands. Have you met any fancy man before? Have you had anything to do with any fancy man before? Huh?
Yes.
Who is Fifi? Your kid's father. Do you have problems with him? You are separated. You are separated. Stretch your hands. Say they are separated. Say they are separated. Sing. Let me pray for her. Doctors will tell you you have appendicitis, and they will do a surgery on you. When they do that surgery, you will not survive. Stretch your hands. If I have not seen it, I will not say it. God is going to heal you. Okay. Have you been having on and off stomach issues? Huh?
Yes.
For how long now? Long time. Today, as you drink this oil, is God. God is going to use you. You'll be a great prophet. I see a prophetic anointing on you. Lift him up. see a prophetic anointing on you. Lift your hands. I see a stand up. I see a prophetic grace on you. Open your mouth. Prophetic grace on you. See a prophetic grace. See a prophetic grace on you. Prophetic grace. Come. Are you married? Where's your wife? Upper East Boko. Stretch your hand. Or who is in Volta region? I saw a sword from Volta region. I curse that sword. I curse that sword. Curse. Lift your hands. Open your hands and say, my doors are open. Pray that prayer. Young man, come. Come. Where do I know you from? You don't know me from anywhere. Who brought you here? Eh? Mr. Sir Samuel brought you. Lift your hand. Why do I see a strong prophetic anointing? It's like prophetic anointing is for hungry men. Hungry men. Mommy, check ovarian cyst, okay? Come. Do you sometimes have pains on your left side here? Huh? For how long? For a while now. Put your hands down. Stretch your hands. Pray for it. I curse every ovarian cyst. It is canceled in Jesus' name. Stand up. Stand up. I saw a passport. I saw a passport. Where's your passport? It's at home. Stand to your feet. I saw a passport. Lift your hands. And I saw open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors. May God do it for you. In Jesus' name. Come, let me check the way. Come, whose daughter is this? To check the way she crosses road. Have you had a dream and you have seen any accident in your dream? She must check the way she crosses roads. In the name of Jesus. I preserve her. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands. Stretch your hands. Kuko esi sister way trisho. Kuko. Sing and let's close. Prophet.
Papa tell me on Trinity. Sufidia wa don't asia. Papa se wudi impatate. A boy boy just fred do nyan kruponu no. Oye just shed do nyan kruponu no. Oye wan pe uje na.
Come sir. I see a legal issue. Legal issue. Legal problem. Land litigation. Lawyer. I cancel attacks. Anything that will bring premature death, I cancel it. Is there any litigation? I curse any litigation, any attack, any problem that will come. Sir, have you heard of Emmanuel before? Emmanuel is your brother. Do you have any little hitch and hiccup, unresolved family problem? Not anything serious that you may think about? Then just watch yourself. Don't have too much faith, though. Say, I've never met you before. I saw a problem with respect to a property. That's how I should put it. A problem with respect to a property. A legal problem that will go to police, court. And if we don't deal with it, it will shock you. I see a woman going to give birth and she died. And it's a curse. But we destroy it in Jesus' name. Have you seen a policeman before? When did you see a policeman? Give me your hand. Father, any family issue, I curse it. Anything that would bring, I disrupt any insurrection. And I declare preservation for you. Jesus. Amen. Clap your hands unto Jesus. Amen. I want us to give God a special offering today. Anything God touches your heart. The assignment of your offering is, Lord, I connect to the grace on this prophet. Don't even say my pastor or my spiritual father. Say, I connect to the grace on this word. And you tell God what you have done for him, do it for me. God will lay a particular seed in your spirit. I want you to sow it, whether it's 500, 200, 100, 50. At least sow a 50, 100, 200, 300. Let the grace on Papa come upon me. I want you to do it with willing heart and you will receive that grace. Number two, the assignment of this sacrifice is, there is something you are expecting God to do for you. And as you sow this seed, God will honor it for you. Amen. Come pick the envelope and I want you to do it with joy. I want you to do it with joy. Every anointing you obey, the anointing will work for you. Listen. Listen to me. Every anointing you obey, the anointing will work for you. Bless you, man. Even if you have 20 cities, come and pick the envelope and put it in it. I want everyone to pick an envelope, even if it's just 20 cities or 10 cities. Pick the envelope and put it in it. I know what I'm saying. After this prayer, things will change for you. Come. Come and drop your seed. Yes,
And now we are doing a part of so much already. I don't say why we also are granted, but ready. And to Tony, I'm ready for the Woody. To the Brandy, I said that so. Woody, yes, you kissed on contour, I'm in the foot. But I'm going to wait for so much in your country. And we could turn away and cancel on some of them. My papa tell us what I'm in credit already. Let's see if you're good at it, I'm ready.
Father, let my sacrifice speak for me this week in Jesus' name. Clap those hands. Do you feel blessed this morning? Yes. Clap those hands again. Praise the Lord. When you pray, pray concerning fibroids, okay? When you pray, pray concerning fibroids. And ask God for grace. Because I saw her tubes were blocked and you were undergoing surgeries, but the fibroids kept growing back. Can I pray for you? Have you been here before? Asafu brought you? Good. Give me oil. When you were preaching last week, last 2 weeks, I saw your suit. You were not closing it. It's small on you. So release it and get new ones. I was wondering why he was not closing the suit. See, this man has someone bought him a house and now. Because only rich men, they don't close their suit. I'm home. It was 3 weeks. Ninina on Tunis suit. Stretch your hands. Let's pray for her. Can you feel God here?
Yes.
I'm excited to see you, man. Love you. Love you so much. So much. Prophet Ina is from Nigeria, but he's doing wonders in Ghana. Stretch your. Has there been a time where your menstrual cycle was very irregular in the flow? Sometimes it was like it will cease and it will come, it will cease and it will come. It has even ceased as I'm talking. After this service, your cycle will come back normal.
Yeah.
Stretch. I saw her tubes were blocked. There's a strong presence of God here. I saw her tubes were blocked. I saw her tube. Who is Mirabel? You are the one. Go, you are free.